Greg.
Little birdies. Gonna feed the little birdies? You gonna feed the little birdies?
Why do the birdies wanna eat?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shy Show.
Hey. Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
My name's Brian. I did the jazz thing. I was like snapping my fingers.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Why are you stuttering through this? Has it been a while?
It's been a while. I'm just kind of getting the rust off the pipes.
You know, I actually was the one who introduced the show over the past couple episodes.
Yeah, you did
episodes,
really well.
They went really well.
Should we
really
back
smoothly?
It up? Should we back it up?
No. Okay.
And you take it over?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Shy Show.
All right.
My name is Robert Scheid, and on my left is Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
And on my right is Brian Gerard. Oh. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Good evening, Miss Omega.
There you go.
In Brazil.
Remember, they speak Portuguese there.
That's right.
You know, I was in a land where most people spoke at least three languages.
You come from the land down under.
So,
Afrikaans. Thank you.
Afrikaans, Swahili, and English. Is that right?
And there was some
French?
German. There was some French.
Oh, French, yeah. German.
There was some Amsterdamish.
Not sure about that one.
I didn't know that.
Colonization. That's
welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, welcome back.
Did you miss us?
No.
Well, we didn't miss you either.
Fine. Yeah. Well, we did call you.
You woke me up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. 9 hour difference it is.
Swarsa wanted us to do that.
Yeah.
Graham Swarsa was on the show.
No, Chad. Chad was.
Chad.
Oh, Chad's on the show. Yeah. And then you left a message when Bane was here.
Yeah. Well, that was because I could leave a message. It was during normal business hours.
Got it.
And then when you guys were recording,
did you have a good day that day when we woke you up?
The rest of that day?
Yes.
Actually, I did not.
No.
Oh. Did you find what you were looking for out there?
We accomplished what we were set out to accomplish.
So you found your inner self.
Yeah.
Well, we accomplished what we were set out to accomplish.
Yep. That's Brian. Brian's back, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
Brian's back.
I'm making T-shirts.
Yeah. We accomplish what we set out to accomplish.
We did what we had to accomplish, and we did it with the accomplishment feeling and then done.
Okay.
Very nice.
Robert.
Yeah, what's up?
I feel like it is my duty.
Yep.
Duty.
Robert, it is my duty.
To welcome you to your wedding week.
My goodness.
Brian's not clapping for that.
No,
I know. Brian, why aren't you clapping? This is indeed my wedding week.
Congrats.
The week that I get married.
Oh, my Lord. You know what's amazing?
Let me touch your arm.
You know what's amazing, Jeffrey?
Touch your arm. Because I just want to...
You're putting your hands upon me.
Okay, put your other arm up.
All right. Oh, thank you, guys.
I'm holding you down.
We're holding you down.
I just want to have a quick... I'm going to have a bit... I'm not that nostalgic of a person.
Oh.
But I'm going to have a bit of nostalgia right
now. Just so you know at home, Brian was gripping me like terror.
Yeah, no.
And Greg was just laying his hands lovingly upon me.
Brian was doing what, this?
He was gripping with, terror. He was like, do not.
All right, I'll let
married.
Go.
Okay, appreciate it.
Go ahead, Brian. What would you like to say?
A bit of nostalgia.
A bit of nostalgia.
Okay.
Right, Brian Gerard.
Hmm.
We started this show called The Shy Show.
We did.
Several years ago now.
About three. We're about three.
That's several.
Yeah.
By the definition of the term several.
Keep going. You got
and
one
at
word
the
right.
Beginning.
Celebration. No victory lap needed. Gerard.
At the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Of that journey for us. As artists, performers, entertainers,
mm-hmm.
as love newsmen, makers. Journalists, lovemakers, as fist pumpers, uh-huh. as thumbs uppers.
Yeah.
Double gunners.
Hand drop.
And
yes, Anders.
That's right.
And yes, on. Anders.
Mm-hmm.
We were all in some pretty interesting points in our life.
Yeah.
But regardless of where Greg was or I was, because it's not about us right now, it's about you.
Mm.
You were in a point in your life where the first 50 episodes of this show was about your quest for love.
Yeah.
And how badly you wanted to just be with someone, the dates you had, how you should go about dating,
yeah,
how you should go about getting a woman, clearly advice that Greg and I are actually writing a book that will be
on. I'm going to say, oftentimes, majority of the times, it was unsolicited advice, but go ahead.
I was giving you really good advice, if I remember correctly.
Something about pointing at it.
Mm. By the way, we have a book, title in progress.
Yeah.
Point at your dick.
Throw it down and point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Daniels and Dick Pointing by Greg Coy and Brian Gerard.
Yep, it's whiskey, because nobody has a date with ice cream on a...
That's right.
On a Tuesday afternoon. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
So go ahead.
Yeah. So all that being said, and of course anyone can go to our archival shows to really get the true sense of what we're doing. But here we are in episode whatever this is.
280.
160, I think.
One in that row, whatever.
Yeah.
And we are at your nuptials. We are in the wedding. You're getting married. You're marrying this woman.
I am. Yeah. Taking it to that next level.
I mean, before you know it, you're going to be telling us that there may or may not be children on the road.
That's possible, yeah.
There's may or may not be new cars and leases and fences being painted white and dinners on Sunday.
Oh, this is L.A., so let's not go too far.
Oh, picket fences.
And
it's quite an amazing journey that this show has experienced.
Yeah.
In you, Robert Shai.
Yeah, it's been...
That's your nostalgia?
That's my nostalgia.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a journey. And I'm going to tell you that Nora, you've met her. You've actually met her a couple times.
Not on the show, though.
Not on the show. So as a whole and as listeners, you have not met her yet, listeners. But you will. And she is listening to the show right now. She's listening to... Starting it at episode number one,
and she's working her way through it.
On wedding week, she's doing this? That's not a great idea.
We are driving up to where the wedding is, as you know, it's like a 4 or 5 hour drive. And we're taking separate cars because of the amount of stuff that we're having to bring up. It is an out-of-town wedding, as it sounds. And so she's probably going to be listening to this all the way up.
Yikes. Oh, my God. I don't know if that's a great idea.
You mean like I get there and suddenly she doesn't show up? She's like, what?
She's like, I was listening to that show.
Boy, Robert. You should have waited till after.
Yeah, right?
She's the one who initiated wanting to listen to it again.
Oh, man.
So.
I look forward to having her on the show hopefully in the coming weeks. I hope we don't go months without having her on, not only to talk about your wedding and what it is to marry
Robert Scheid.
You. Yeah. but her
no offense,
thoughts.
Man.
Thank you.
But her thoughts on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm always interested.
You know, whenever somebody says to you, hey, look, I don't mean any disrespect. Prepare yourself
for disrespect.
Prepare yourself to be lit on fire.
Right? A backhand.
Whenever somebody says that to me, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a sidetrack.
Hold on.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Just as a note, Nora was listening to the first couple episodes.
Uh-huh.
Liked the first two better than the third. I don't even remember what the third one was. But she had been listening to Stern earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? You guys have a good flow, just like Howard Stern.
It
sounds really great. It's just that Howard Stern has really huge stars as guests. I was like, yes.
Yeah, it is a bit of a difference. But we're working our way up there, though.
We are indeed, and we love the guests that we have.
We are working
really
our way. So we're
progress. Like our guests.
I do, too.
We're going to keep having more. We're not going anywhere.
No,
we're going to keep shaking the tree.
Are you sure? Because Robert's getting married, and I feel like maybe this would be a good time to call the show.
No.
You don't think so?
Greg, it's actually a good point.
What?
It actually is a good point.
What are you talking about?
That we
about?
Should probably end the show now. Robert, you're going to be having kids.
Hang on.
You're going to be having a white picket fence and a mortgage. Let's realistically talk about the fact that when Robert gets married, probably the show is going to go off the air.
No. Hang on 1 second. What you are saying by this, and I know Brian is going to support what you say because of his stance on marriage.
What
you are saying is that when marriage occurs, it is the end of everything else. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
I'm not anti-marriage, for the record.
Oh, really?
There is a black cloud above my head that is untrue. I am not anti-marriage.
That, that didn't make it any sense at all.
Yes, you. Everyone followed me.
No. Nobody followed you. What did you say?
Okay, wait. You're saying that...
There is a stigma. I have a scarlet letter upon me.
There it
stigmata.
Is.
That's,
yeah. That makes more sense.
I have a scarlet letter upon me about this marriage, that I am anti-marriage. That is not the case.
Okay, clear it up Brian, right now. Clear it up.
For the record, I am not...
How do you feel about marriage?
I am not anti-marriage.
Okay,
I just don't always fully support people marrying each other.
Wait a second. Hang on. Yeah. Is this one of these things, I am not anti-marriage, I am pro-single?
Yeah.
Sort of like, I am not anti-abortion, I am pro-life.
It's a spin.
Does that make sense?
He's spinning it, kind of. Yeah.
You're spinning.
I said what I had to say.
there it is. Very political of you.
No comment.
Okay, so no, it is not going to be the end of the Shy Show.
Maybe.
The Shy Show will
we'll
continue.
We'll play it by ear.
Okay.
If
we'll
it,
be prepared if it, for it.
All right.
We'll
I'm always prepared for the end. Actually,
Greg,
today I was thinking about quitting the show. Literally, I was thinking about it today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me
just
ask
to be honest. Robert, I know that the color goes out of Robert's face whenever I say it.
I hate when you say that.
Why?
It's abandonment. It's like, you know, you walk away from something good and great. Yeah, and threatening and... You know,
what I
drop
did.
The mic.
See, I heard him.
No, don't actually
drop the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa, God.
Even
Brian.
Greg is very, very Mike aware here.
Hey, look, I'm not leaving the show.
Thank you.
I'll just wait for it to die out when you get married.
Greg, give me some nostalgia here.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, first of all, I'd like to officially sign off for the show.
Whoa!
Wait, no. I'm not saying the show is over.
Oh.
I'm saying that as Robert gets married, I want all of our listeners to brace themselves for the imminent demise of the show. Just nothing against Nora, nothing against you, nothing against the institution of marriage.
This is everything against every one of those. No. Hang on. This is you have just set this up perfectly, because this is you saying, I don't mean this in a bad way. What would you say before this?
No offense.
No offense. This is exactly
what
that
is. Oh, no, I don't mean any disrespect. No disrespect.
You're about to say, you're doing the same thing. No disrespect to marriage, to Nora, to Robert, but go ahead, Greg.
Nothing.
The path has been laid in front of you. Walk down it.
No, I won't. You're right. That's a good point.
Oh, my God.
So let me clear and cancel everything that I was about to say.
Clear and cancel.
And for those of you who don't know in our audience, clear and cancel is something that even Robert, the scientist, who doesn't believe in magic or love, believes in. Clear and cancel is when you say something you don't mean.
Yeah.
If you say clear and cancel right after, it's all good.
It's good.
As if it didn't happen.
It's like a magic wand.
It's an energy thing.
It's an energy thing.
Yeah, exactly. So you tell your girlfriend, you know what? You look really fat in those jeans. Oh, clear and cancel.
Yes.
Okay,
let's go to the
movies, because it's gone.
All right, let's be nostalgic.
Okay.
Would you like me to touch your arm?
You can if you want. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Make sure you just lay your hands on it. Don't grip them.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Good energy.
Yeah. Good energy.
Gently.
Nice magic.
And gently. Oh.
Brian.
Brian's touching Robert's hand.
As if you're about to type on it. With the type, like
with the tips of your fingers? Why?
This is very awkward, Brian.
That is the most energy from your body comes from the tip.
No, he's making it up.
He is.
Okay, Robert. Stop. Don't touch me.
See?
I don't want you to touch
me. You can't help but feel
just
the power.
Just off me. It's just creepy. All right, I'm taking my hands off now.
You're just sweating.
It gets
what the hell?
Yeah, it gets wet.
All right, anyway,
I just
want
to point out that my fingertips touching you both freaked you both out because you couldn't handle the power that was happening.
I'm not sure if that's what it was.
All right, well.
Poor Biz having those creepy psychopath hands.
Little fingers.
Yeah.
She wakes up and their little fingers. Like,
the tips.
Just, no. Not even tapping. Just holding. Just barely pressing on her
temple.
Yes, on her temple.
Her lips.
She finds it very comforting.
Does she?
I lay my fingertips upon thee.
Perfect.
Wake up.
I'm running out of energy. I can't do this any longer.
I didn't ask you to.
You had to notice me.
Okay, nostalgia.
Greg, nostalgia.
Now.
When you began this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Like it was 3 years ago.
Yeah. You were in a very different place.
We were at Brian's.
We were in Brian's
kitchen.
Apartment. Yeah. Because we used to get invited there. You remember that?
I do.
It was nice.
It was nice.
Nice space.
And Brian would sometimes cook for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this
Lots
is before of. Brian was in, living with somebody
that's
else.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
And then things change. And yeah. it's a good. You are a good example of things changing.
Yep, things for the better.
For the better, just changing.
Hold
but,
on,
you know.
I just. Oh, yes. Yep. One
yeah.
second.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, Robert. The so things, you were
things,
a different
hold on,
guy.
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah. Why?
The things changing for the better, as in like yeah. I. No, huh? I just felt personally attacked just then. I just want to clear.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. That's how I'm feeling.
No, we and Robert were just saying we used to go over to your place and we don't go over there
anymore.
Yeah,
you
don't this is a nostalgic moment between Greg and I. So
and things
we
have
were
changed.
Reminiscing. Yeah, you could pause on this, Brian.
Well, it's not positive. It's not great change that we don't go to your place anymore. We don't have to get invited over.
No.
So that's all we were saying.
Yeah. You're always invited over.
Oh, that good old open invitation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just sitting somewhere on a table gathering dust.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So you were in a very different spot.
Yeah.
Not a bad spot.
A different spot.
Just a different spot.
Yeah.
And what I like to think about is how much happier you seem. And not even, obviously you're happy with your fiance, which is great. And you found something that you wanted to have. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason that you found that is because before you found that, you found happiness with yourself. And that your energy shifted in a way where I think you were just feeling better about who you are and you know, more whole as a person, maybe through self-expression on a place like a show like this or something too. But I don't think that you would be, what I notice is that you wouldn't be attracting a woman like Nora if your shit wasn't together. So, you know, at some point along the way, behind the scenes, because I didn't see you doing it, you got your shit together. No, I did see you doing it. And it's cool to see that you totally created exactly what you wanted to create, and that you're embarking on a whole new adventure fearlessly and going for it, and it's ballsy. And the Robert that started this show wasn't at that place.
No.
For better or worse, not even, you know, not non-judgmentally, but it's cool to see you there and just going after what you want.
It required work, and that work was dating. And no, I'm serious, you know?
Yeah.
It was dating, and it was ultimately finding what I want and finding what I don't want in a partner, and then becoming comfortable with dating. And so that by the time I met Nora, I was comfortable in a dating environment, and I could be myself, you know? And I feel like before that, there was desperation, there was all that stuff.
Sure. I think that's it's a very poignant and touching realization but I don't necessarily fully agree with being on the outside. I think the real turning point for you
was
maybe
what?
Dating was part of it, but it was...
don't say your advice.
Pretty sure it was getting a big yellow motorcycle helmet riding a motorcycle. Now, once you actually embrace putting on leather chaps and a yellow motorcycle helmet and start riding around
a
city like Los Angeles on a motorbike, you enter into a new realm of being.
Now, she didn't know about the motorcycle right away. I don't know when, how long it took for that to happen. But, you know, if you're what you're saying is that the act of riding the motorcycle changed something in me.
Yes, absolutely did. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you became a guy who rides a motorcycle. A psychopath. With a death wish.
Oh, man.
I went through a whole episode describing
I remember. And then we had to clear and cancel that whole
That's
episode.
Right.
Clear and
you remember
cancel
that?
I did.
Yeah, so clear
That's
and cancel.
Right.
It's
and
gone.
Cancel.
But yes, this is my wedding week. I am getting married in a few days.
Yep. Are you guys excited? Are you nervous? What's up?
You know, I am not nervous at all. I'm not nervous at all. I'm totally happy. There's no nerves.
Will you be nervous once it
marriage.
Comes up to the time?
No.
No,
man, because I
be really
this
nervous.
Is how I feel about her. There's nothing that makes me nervous.
No, I'm not even saying that you would be like, oh God, I don't know if this is the right thing. I'm just saying, like, I would just be nervous getting married.
Oh, you know what?
Scared.
This, the thing that... This is essentially a performance to a degree, right? Now you took that the wrong way, or you took it the funny way, which is like,
hey, everybody, look what we're pretending to do.
This is just a pretend. I'm just acting. No. What I mean by this is you spend all this time and personal finance and all this extra effort and thought time planning an event. It is an event where you have things that are choreographed that should occur if all the pieces come together. And these are a whole bunch of different people that you're working with, all these different vendors, and then you're inviting people to come to this. And the amount, the cost and the effort that goes into it, it depends also on how many people are coming, and then people making choices last minute. It's all these factors that come in that are hard to control. And that's how you think about, like, sometimes with a performance, right? You have an audience, they're coming, you feel a certain bit of anxiety about that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the audience, people who are coming, will enjoy it, they'll feel it's worth it, and it's even double for what I'm doing because it's out of town. And people like Brian, for example, you are saying you're willing to travel, 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours, depends on how fast you go.
Not without a fight, Robert. No, not without a fight.
Okay. This sentiment is slowly...
It's evolving.
Yeah, it really is. But anyway, I was going to say that you're willing to...
Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
To take, yeah.
Finish your thought.
This time and effort to travel to this...
And what does that mean?
To this event. It means a lot.
Yes.
That's what it means. It means a lot to me.
Well, good.
And whereas in L.A., it can be difficult to get somebody to drive 30 minutes to come to your show.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But this is a big show.
This is a big show. This is the big show.
Yeah.
It's a championship game.
Yeah, it is. Mm. So anyway, I appreciate part that. I didn't know you were kicking and screaming, Brian Gerard.
Don't worry about that. Part of the...
now part of the all ceremony. I will think about when I look out into the audience and see Brian looking back at the car.
Looking at his watch.
Part of the ceremony of getting married is bearing witness. Having witnesses...
Yeah.
As part of that. And
but you're not there on technicality. You know, you're not there just to fill the role of, okay, I have, we've got 73 witnesses. Excellent.
Good. Now
done.
It's real.
Oh, okay.
Not too long ago, I told you I would be going. You said you're going to come to my wedding. I said, I'm going to go to your wedding.
Yeah.
If I'm able to go to your wedding.
Correct.
And I'm able to go to your wedding. So I'm going to go to your wedding.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
I'm going to cheer loudly. I'm going to whistle. Good. I'm going to probably be a little obnoxious.
Great. All right. Only at the appropriate times. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Meow. Anyway,
do you
there
need
are
me
so
to
many
make,
thoughts.
Do you need me to make a speech at your wedding?
No, you don't. You don't need to get near the microphone. That's fine.
Okay, I'll have one prepared anyway. I'll have a speech.
If I ever get married, though, I will have Brian give a speech at my wedding. Just because it would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, it would need to be published afterwards, I'm sure.
My I gave a speech for my brother's wedding.
How many words did you make up? How many words did you add to the English dictionary at the end of that speech? Did you send them into the...
Sent them right into the Webster-Merriam dictionary.
I think it's Merriam-Webster.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. To this day, there are people who still comment on that was one of the best man speeches they've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's great.
Did you write it or did you free flow?
A little combo deal. I kind of did an outline, but it was just the right amount of humor, just the right amount of welcoming the family and respect, and just the right amount of heartfelt poignancy for the couple and just about them. Nice. About the thing that good speeches have and bad speeches, and we've all been to weddings where speeches go to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it becomes about the person giving the speech.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, well, when I think of Robert, this is what Robert means to me.
And yet we did this thing, and
And I don't know where, how that came to pass that's acceptable.
Right.
Anyone who starts a speech like that, the microphone should be ripped out of their hands.
Yeah.
But it never is.
And it becomes awkward and
awful. Let it play.
Awful.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to make it about, you're giving a speech about the couple and the event. You can sprinkle in the personal relationship of why you're the best man.
Right.
But it's about the couple, it's about the space, it's about that, and it's also the best man's duty to welcome an entire another family. I mean, essentially, if we're going medieval on our ass here, it's about merging two families and what that entails. And that's what good wedding speeches do. And I'm available for consult.
Thank you.
If anyone wants to send a message to the show.
Do you have a best man? Is Steve your best man?
Steve is my best man in absentia.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, how does that work?
Steve is currently living in Brazil.
No, I know that.
And he is also officially married. He got married in Brazil. You guys, what are you saying by this silence? So, Steve is married in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And so he's not going to be able to make it. It's a fairly expensive
flight.
When
did he get married?
He got married, was it a couple weeks ago now?
Mm. Congratulations, Steve.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting married. Okay, so who's going to stand up for you? Your brother?
What do you mean, stand up for me?
Next to you. Who's going to be like, I bear witness upon this man?
My brother is officiating the ceremony, and...
Ooh, that'd be tough for him to be in two places at once.
Correct. Nora's brother is going to be the official witness.
Aye.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm going to be there.
So okay,
if you
thank
need
you.
Me to give a speech.
Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
What a week.
Yeah.
What a week ahead of us.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap this up. I don't want to drag this
good.
On.
I appreciate
but
it.
But when we see you again...
Yeah. You're going to be married.
You'll be married.
Well, Brian's going to see me first before...
When we reconvene for this show...
Yes.
You will be Mr. Nora Scheid.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
That's right, Brian.
Yeah. Okay.
And do you just him. Just a couple? Do you think you'll be different? And if so, how?
Yes, I will be different because I will have a ring on my finger.
Right.
And maybe my left arm will be stronger because of that.
Is it a really big diamond that you're wearing?
No.
Okay. Good.
No. Other than that, I don't... Yes, I will be different, because I'm not going to be as frazzled as I am right now.
Mm.
You know, there's so many little things that I'm having to juggle while working. You know, thinking of all these different things, from seating arrangements to flowers to the food to rentals to all that stuff.
Do you want to pass anything off to me? I'm
No, it's okay. I wanted to get it done.
I'm going to be going up there.
I want it to actually happen. So
all right, so I'll just have a speech ready.
No, it's... anyway... So, yes, when you see me next, I'm just going to... Hopefully, I'll be a lot more relaxed.
Okay. It's exciting, man.
Yeah, well, it's really exciting.
Looking forward to it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
On behalf of all of our listeners and all of our sponsors...
And all of our lovers.
All of them.
We wish you and Nora a happy wedding nuptial day.
Thank you.
And we wish you a happy, happy life together.
Thank you.
Forever. Eternity. Mm. You're going to be spending eternity with each other.
That is correct.
And if I may just give a quick toast... Oh. To Robert and Nora.
Thank you.
May your children, if you choose to have them, have the looks of their mother and the intelligence of their mother.
Hear, hear.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
And a toast.
Yes. Toast. Oh, thank you, Greg.
To Robert and Nora.
Oh, that's so nice.
If they have children, God willing, may their children... have long and prosperous lives.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like their mother, Nora.
Yeah, just like Nora.
That's so nice. That's so, so very nice. Thank you.
Just one last thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you, just as a general wish for you and your new family.
Yes.
If and when, and likely, though, do you and Nora procreate and you have children?
Yeah,
this
is
a wish.
Off switch for this.
There's a wish, just a wish for your children.
Toasting.
Yes.
A child's wish.
Yeah. Yes. This is a tradition at weddings.
Oh, is it the child's wish?
The child's wish.
I'll write this into the program.
May you have all of the attributes of your mother.
Wait, may I? Thank you.
No, the child.
Oh, the wish for the child.
Child's wish.
Okay.
And well, before we go.
Oh, there's more. God.
Before we go.
Do you have a child's wish?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, not at all.
Just one person.
I have a special tradition.
Oh.
Called a grandchild's wish.
Oh, that's so nice.
So,
that's nice, but it's forward thinking.
I will make a, God willing, if you ever have grandchildren, here is the traditional grandchild's wish.
Okay. Yes.
May your roads be paved with... Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's all right. That's all right.
May your roads be paved with your mother's hair.
He's crying.
And may you...
Keep it together. Keep it together.
Have all of your mother's attributes. Amen.
Alleluia. Robert.
Thank you.
Good luck, bro.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
On behalf of Robert the Shide, Gregory Hoyt, I'm Brian Gerard. You've been listening to The Shide Show.
Yay.
Ding dong da ding ding dong dong
ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
They listen to my grandchild's wish. I don't see it in the program.
Yeah.